الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، ويسألونك عن ذي القرنين. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام: الصلاة عماد الدين، ومن أقامها أقام الدين، ومن تركها فقد هدم الدين، وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله وصدق الرسول، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, my brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a very easy, simple, natural deen to follow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and has given us the last shariat expounded to us by the last Nabi, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So far concerning Surah Kaf, we have discussed various aspects, amongst which are the virtues of Surah Kaf, because alhamdulillah we generally recite Surah Kaf on Fridays. Also we discussed and mentioned the historical background of circumstances of revelation concerning Surah Kaf. Then we mentioned a brief summary and the overall picture of Surah Kaf. After that we discussed about the two individuals whose dialogue is narrated in Surah Kaf, one wealthy, not focused on Allah and the Akhirat, and one not so wealthy but focused on Allah and the Akhirat and the help of Allah. Then we also mentioned for some weeks concerning Hazrat Musa alayhi salam and Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam, when he executed those three activities. In the discussion of Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam and Musa alayhi salam, we discussed also whether we should migrate or when it is necessary to migrate from a country or not. Alhamdulillah, now we are going to start with the discussion of Zilkarnain, which is mentioned in Surah Kaf. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in completion of the answers of the questions posed by the kuffar, propped up by the hypocrites of Madinatul Munawwara, remember that the kuffar, mushriks of Makkah, went to Medina, and there they were propped up by certain Jews to go and ask Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the ruh, the soul. Yasalunaka alil ruh. In Surah Bani Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers that. And they asked him about the sleepers in the cave. And then they asked him about Zilkarnain. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first mentions the question about Zilkarnain. Now, about Zilkarnain, who was he? In which time he was? Why is he called Zilkarnain? And what was his qualities? And in the Quran Kareem in Surah Kaf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about him. What is mentioned about him? Respected elders, first of all, Zilkarnain, categorically, clearly speaking, you must understand that he is not Alexander the Great. because Alexander the Great had a philosopher, Aristotle, as his super advisor. And Alexander the Great obviously was not a Muslim, and his philosopher was basically an atheist. But Zilkarnain, it is stated, was righteous, pious, upright, devout Muslim. And according to some narrations, that he was a saint. According to some narrations, that he was a Nabi. According to some narrations, that he was even a Rasul. And according to some narrations, they say that Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam should lead part of his, or major portion of his army. So Zilkarnain is definitely not any robust, tyrant, oppressive ruler, but a pious, righteous, upright person spreading peace and tranquility on the surface of the earth. Respected elders, why they call him Zilkarnain? Various reasons. It is stated that Sahib Ruhi Amani, that is Allama Alusi Rahmatullah Alayh, he has narrated over 12-13 reasons why they call him Zilkarnain, but the preferable ones, which are recorded by Mufti Ashiqullah Bulandshahri Rahmatullah Alayh in Al-Awarul Bayan, it is stated that perhaps he had two locks of hair on his head, and therefore he was called Zilkarnain. An absolute non-tangible meaning they give, that he had two horns on his head. Some people say no, that he had one horn and they broke it off, he died. Then he was brought back to life, and then they had another horn, and when that horn was struck off, then he died for the second time. So maybe those narrations are not to be worried about. It was stated that perhaps he was the first person to adorn a turban to cover the hair, or to cover that portion of his head which had these protrusions. One other reason is given why they call him Zilkarnain, because when we read in the Quran al-Karim that he travelled to the east and he travelled to the west, and in fact in the Quran al-Karim narration is that he travelled to the west first, then to the east. So because he travelled in opposite directions, they say these are the two horns, referring to the opposite directions, that's why they're calling him Zilkarnain. Respected elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses about him that he travelled towards the west. And when he travelled towards the west, he reached to such an extent that he was able to see the sun set in dirty, muddy area. Obviously, he was looking at the sun set in the horizon, and he was going to the furthest point of the west. So to describe that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he went right up till the horizon, and there he found a nation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses about the nation and saying that Zilkarnain stated to them that if you behave badly and you are disobedient, then we will punish you and deal with you accordingly. And if you believe in Allah and you behave properly, then we will deal with you accordingly. Meaning we will leave you in peace and tranquility, we will not harm you or put you under any duress. Then Zilkarnain left that place and he proceeded towards where the sun rose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not mention east, but he describes where the sun rose. There also Zilkarnain met a group of people, and he told them the very same thing, that if you behave and if you are pious and righteous and believing, we will leave you as is. Meaning that this is the method of Islam also. We will leave the people who live peacefully and in tranquility. When Islam spread and is spreading, and wherever there is proper Islamic governance, then we do not interfere with any non-Muslims' lives, or we do not oppress anybody. Yes, unfortunately throughout the world at the moment, Muslims have been killed, harassed, persecuted unnecessarily due to their innocence. Unfortunately, they have been persecuted without any just cause, and the whole world is looking at this persecution and this murder and rape and massacre daily. 200-300 Palestinians are dying, and the whole world is looking at this, doing nothing about it. Yes, now and then I know our people are marching. People are marching. Remember, the best march is that the Muslims should march to the masjid. When the Muslims march to the masjid and we have some contingency plan, then we can have some solution. Just marching these Yahud and Nasara are laughing at us. Up to the time we do not have a proper contingency plan, that if this fails we are going to do this, and if this fails we are going to do this, then marching becomes a hilarious sight in front of these people, because they know they will take your memorandum and throw it in the dustbin as soon as you go home. Because a tyrant and an oppressive person, unless you do not meet him with the same might, he does not worry about your paper and pushing of your pen or talking like an orator. Respected elders, so Zulkarnain went to that area also. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses about Zulkarnain, that he went into an area between two valleys, between two mountains, a valley area between two mountains. And there he met a group of people, a large group of people who could not express themselves. Also, just to mention that when he went to the people where the sun rose, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that he went to a people who had no homes, who had no shelter, and were nomadic in nature, and they should not have anything to cover themselves. Cover themselves like homes and houses and official shelter like we got. When it was raining, etc., not raining much, they should go under the tree to seek their shelter. When he went to this group of people between the two mountains, they could not express themselves clearly, but they were able to tell him that we have been oppressed by a savage group, by a barbaric group, and they are harassing us, looting us, killing us, and also they are not leaving any food for us to eat. They do not even leave any water for us to drink, and they are troubling us, creating trial and tribulation and undue difficulty upon us. And they appeal to Zulkarnain. They appeal to Zulkarnain that help us, and they even told him that we will pay you for it. They even told him, according to some narrations, that we will gather our harvest and we will give it to you, but you help us against this barbaric nation that is harassing and butchering us, not allowing us to live in peace. So Zulkarnain told them that Allah has given me enough boons and favors, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored me with great bounties. I do not require your wage and I do not require your harvest, but we will help you, providing you give us some robust men, you give us some manpower, you help me in what I intend doing, to seal these people off. So they said, okay, we will provide you with the manpower, the youth of the time and the youngsters of the time. He told them, gather wood and coal and iron. Told them to gather iron, wood and coal. Then Zulkarnain, one thought is coming in my mind, I say it, that it is stated that Zulkarnain, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, had blessed him with the control of clouds. Some say that he was able to utilize clouds to move from one place to another very swiftly. And he was most probably between the time of Musa alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salam. Respected elders, then Hazrat Zulkarnain, what he did, he took the iron and he told them to gather it. After gathering the iron, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it. He said, blow. Some commentators said that he had invented a method of combustion via the wood and that coal and that iron, he created a method of combustion, igniting that iron and making that iron into molten plates, slippery molten plates. And what he actually did was that he made a wall, a double wall, with that iron pieces, and created this. And furthermore, he took the coal and the wood, and he put it inside that wall, and he ignited it again, so that those walls created, if there was any gaps, will get sealed. Furthermore, he called for copper, and he began to melt that copper, and he poured it into those that hole of the two iron plates, and by this he sealed off that whole wall and made it into a slippery, smooth wall. As a result, now he sealed the rebellious people away. And on this side were those people who offered him that wage and asked him to relieve them of the difficulties. On that side was the nation left, which you and I know as Ya'juj, Ma'juj. That is the nation now behind that wall called Ya'juj, Ma'juj, which we will be discussing about. Who are they, how they look, what they are doing there, what is their numbers, when they come, what they will do, what is their strength, their power, and how they will try to destroy those on the earth. Nevertheless, Hafiz Ibn Kathir Rahmatullah Alayh, he writes in his kitab that there were 72 groups of these Ya'juj, Ma'juj. First of all, how this name came, Ya'juj, Ma'juj, some say, you know, originally it was called Gog, Magog, and some say it was called Sheen, Mashin. And every commentator is agreed upon this, that this word Ya'juj, Ma'juj is not an Arabic word. It is not an Arabic word, and it is brought into the Quran to mention people and to describe them. Respected elders, there were 72 groups of them, and they were tribes, meaning 72 tribes, going out and looting, killing, murdering, drinking up the water and eating the food, troubling the nations around them. During the time when Zilkarnain was constructing that wall, there was one group that was left outside. They had gone on to some expedition or some hunting trip, etc., and they were left outside. And the scholars of Islam say that that group that was left outside, in today's time, they are the Turkish people, the Turks. Because the word Turk, from the Arabic taraka, meaning to leave. So they were left out, they were left behind, they were left out of the wall, and they were allowed to stay. However, now when you look at some Turkish person, don't think so this is from Ya'juj, Ma'juj, because obviously the things have changed, and in fact Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given these people such good qualities, the Turkish, that they rule the Haramain Sharifain for over 600 years. And when you meet and contact them, although unfortunately there is very little or no Islam in Turkey, but they are very nice people. Respected elders, so they say these are the Turks. Ya'juj, Ma'juj, according to most of the scholars, they are from the tribe of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam's son Yafiz. They say they are from that tribe. Now, who are the Ya'juj, Ma'juj? How they look like? What is their shape? And what you have been hearing so far? What you have been hearing so far, the Ya'juj, Ma'juj, they are like palm tree size, big size fellows. And they have got so big ears, according, this is what reaches us, that the public thinks that they are huge, huge, like palm tree fellows, and all they are like alien creatures. They are like creatures from Mars when they give the description of them. And some of the descriptions given in the text, they give an indication that they are not human. However, there is a hadith in Bukhari very clearly that Ya'juj, Ma'juj, they are human. They are human. And now they are behind this wall. Where is this wall? And has anybody been to this wall? Has anybody discovered this war? Has anybody seen the Ya'juj, Ma'juj? Inshallah, when we come back, we will discuss all these things. And starting right now, remember the sequence. The sequence of affairs. There are two types of signs before the day of judgment. One is minor signs and one is major signs. Minor signs that what we see around us happening, people are ignorant, those who do not deserve posts get the post, misappropriation of funds, ignoramuses are inquired about deen and become authorities in deen, those who know absolutely nothing in deen, they are issuing fatwas left, right and center. Those who are no authorities are becoming so-called authorities in deen. The father and son are fighting. The son does not want to listen to the father. The mother and the daughter are quarreling. The daughter does not want to listen to the mother. There is disobedience. There is discontent in life. Although there is wealth, there is nudity, pornography, and there is music, dancing girls, all these things which we see now, minor signs. And most of the minor signs are up. And the first major sign, the first major sign is the coming of Mahdi. That's the first major sign. After that there'll be movement. And there'll be movement fast. Mahdi will come. And when he comes, obviously, before his coming, there are going to be few major few signs near his coming. For example, there will be the Arabs fighting amongst themselves. There is going to be a what you call dispute. This Arab fighting amongst themselves will be Zilqada. Then there will be dispute in Mina and Zilhajj. The blood will flow towards the Jamarat. Then Mahdi will move by that time from Medina to Mecca. He will come away to Mecca. He will perform the Hajj. He will leave Mina, come to Mecca. He will be sought out, brought to the Haram, and here the bath will take place between Hajre, Aswad, and Rukna Yamani. Prior to that, there will be a leader of the Muslims who will die. There will be dispute who is going to take over. And prior to that, there will be an army coming from Khorasan. Army coming from Khorasan. And the head of that army will be a person called Haris, and amongst his generals there will be a person called Mansur. And Khorasan is where the border of the one border of Iran and one border of Turkistan, Dakistan and Afghanistan. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that when that army leaves, even if you have to crawl on ice and join them, you should join them. Eventually they are going to join up with Mahdi to go and conquer Baitul Maqdis. That is when the conquer will take place on the hands of Hazrat Mahdi. So after him, then there will be some peace. After that, there will be three sinkages, one in the east, one in the west, one in the Arab Peninsula, earthquakes. Dajjal will come. Isa alayhi salam will come. Isa alayhi salam will kill Dajjal. After killing Dajjal at the gate of Lud, which is already present in Israel near the airport Hafaya. After that, respected elders, what will happen when they will be living in peace? Mahdi will pass away. Isa alayhi salam will make his janazah. And then what will happen? It will be stated Allah will inspire Isa alayhi salam to take your people away to the Mount Tur, because such a nation is coming out that you will not be able to match against, and your people will be terrified, and that is when Ya'juj Ma'juj will come out. Presently they are behind a wall. What they doing behind the wall? And people are under the impression, they say, you know, they are licking this wall. I've heard this, and people write and they email you to, they are licking this wall, and when they come right to the end, then they go and slip away. So we will clarify those issues inshallah when we come back. Meanwhile, what we should try to do is, as Muslims become practical in nature, respected elders, you and I, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored us with Islam, and we can be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by practicing and preaching Islam, enjoying what is good, forbidding what is evil, and minimum we can do to help the cause of the Palestinians, to help the cause of the people, Mujahideen throughout the world, in Kosovo, in Bosnia and in Afghanistan, respected elders, is you and I should start looking like Muslims, start behaving like Muslims, transacting like Muslims, and frequenting the masjid and crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala grant us ability to understand this. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wahda. Wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. Walhamdulillahi wahda. Nasara abda. Wa anjaza wa'da. Wa azza junda. Wa hazama al-ahzab wahda. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فيا أيها الناس، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أقم الصلاة لدلوك الشمس إلى غسق الليل وقرآن الفجر إن قرآن الفجر كان مشهودا. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم من صلى البردين دخل الجنة. وقال صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم أيضا من ترك صلاة العصر فقد حبط عمله. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من صلى صلاة الصبح فهو في ذمة الله. فانظر يا ابن آدم لا يطلبنكم الله بشيء من ذمته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر. ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر. سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وأفضلهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضه أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم والسلطان ذل الله في الأرض من أهان سلطان الله في الأرض أهانه الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروني ولا تكفرون.